again, and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Aaron, and it's looping. Holy shit, I fucked up. But we're professionals. We're just gonna keep that going and stuff. Again, my name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And who are you?
Oh, I have to announce myself. I thought you were gonna announce me. I'm a fucking special guest.
Oh yeah, we have a special guest here, Mason, who's on the Skype live. That's me. Live via...
And you made sure that everybody can hear him. We don't have to make up stuff that...
Yeah, you're not going to have to pretend to be me for the entire show.
Exactly.
Good.
So, as mentioned last episode, Mason, along with Rochelle and I, is going to be embarking on a cleanse this Saturday, right?
I can't start until Sunday.
Oh, you can't start until Sunday?
Well, I have to go out drinking on Saturday.
Oh,
whatever. You'll just take an extra day longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll laugh at you while we eat burgers in front of you.
Oh yeah, because it's gonna be guys' night out on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are gonna be hanging out at Mason's place, so why don't you drink too?
Yeah, Eric's kicked out of his house.
Yeah, I'm kicked out.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been kicked out. Rochelle is having some house guests from abroad, or a house guest from abroad on Saturday, and
what's this name?
Her name
is Rochelle, you dirty girl. I heard all about you last show.
What'd you hear?
11 years old, hitting on a 16-year-old. Oh my god.
Oh, dear.
That and the leather shorts thing. If you don't wear the leather shorts, Euro dude that's coming over this weekend will, I'm sure.
Actually, speaking of shorts, I am wearing the blue striped shorts that she did mention. I've been wearing this is the second day in a row. You know, it kind of maybe it sort of struck a chord in me.
Yay.
but I'm still wearing a crappy t-shirt. Actually, it's funny because earlier this evening, Rochelle was being all funny, and she just decided that she wanted to stick her body in, underneath my t-shirt. I was wearing my
why
red.
Why did you stick my head under your shirt?
I was wearing like a red American Apparel t-shirt, and I'm like, no, don't! You'll stretch it. So then I changed. into another like a regular sort of white t-shirt. I came back to the kitchen, and then actually, it's sort of an interesting move because what I managed to do with a single t-shirt was to pretty much envelop her entire torso and have her head sticking out of the head hole as well, in addition to mine. So
it was warm.
You guys make fun.
Can you picture that?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, okay. It's funny because the entire sort of idea of the cleanse was Mason's idea. I think a lot of it had to do with the stampede.
Oh, yeah, that hot dog that you ate?
Or where'd the idea come from?
Well, actually, I think, okay, this is embarrassing, but my guts make a lot of noise. Like, you can hear it from, like, 6 feet away from me, my stomach going, it's kind of unnerving.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that by doing this cleanse, it'll, like, put an end to that, whatever's going on there.
Oh, just the strange
sounds. That's probably the biggest thing. That, and I feel like a fat bastard.
Okay, well.
Not that I'm not especially, like, big or anything, but I'm a lot softer than I'm used to.
Yeah, welcome to your 30s, dummy.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping to starve myself into submission.
Exactly. Well, your original idea was for the master cleanse, and that is basically...
That is brutal.
It's brutal.
I was gonna like make my own master cleanse. I was gonna do the master cleanse and then raw fruits and vegetables too, because I can't do the living on of like the liquid
living
diet.
Living on a drink, yeah.
Basically,
I can't.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I tried Slim Fast once.
Did you?
Well, because my brother he wanted to do it for like a science experiment, so me and my mom did it.
Oh.
So we had to, like, weigh ourselves before we started doing it and then drink that nasty powder drink. It was disgusting. And honestly, we maybe lost, like, 3 pounds. It wasn't worth it.
Because it just came right out your ass, right?
No, it's just, like, instead of eating a meal, you drink this, like, powdered fruity nastiness.
Okay.
Well, it's not like a cleanse. It's a meal replacement.
So how many meals a day did you drink that?
I think it's just like breakfast and lunch, and then you have a regular dinner.
Okay. Actually, I think I remember the commercials. Have one for breakfast, have one for lunch, and then have a sensible supper.
Sensible summer.
And then they have, I think they have like
summer, snacks,
snacks and stuff too, like fake chocolate bars.
Okay, yeah. I see those all.
Those things are so gross.
Now, you had mentioned, Mason actually mentioned how he's kind of tired of us bitching about not getting letters, but we have our first letter. It actually just came in about 10 minutes.
Is it from Mason?
No, it's not from Mason. It actually came in about 10 minutes before I started setting up here. And it's from Mr. J. Jackson. In which he writes, this is Joel of the video podcast Squid Pod, of which we've been
the guy who tore our faces up,
who tore us a new asshole once or twice. We've been lobbing insults back and forth, but he wrote us I love the last two, super good. Live at the Stampede was fantastic. Here's the bit you can read on the show. I guess I shouldn't have read that first bit.
You're so bad.
Professionalism.
Avoid that one part that we just said.
Eric and Rochelle, while you were enjoying your cleanse, okay, I guess he's thinking that we're already on it. While you were enjoying your cleanse and shitting various greens uncontrollably, I'm going to have a drink, eat Pro Stars, and smoke extra. Fuck you. Smiley face, Joel.
But you can't get Pro Stars.
Maybe.
Can you?
Maybe he has some sort of inside source.
I was going to say, I wanted to save this. I was thinking about saying it in the forums, but I have to say, Eric, I also loved Pro Stars.
It's that not just me.
No, it was a fucking good cereal. And the thing is, what I found kind of hilarious about it, though, is that you and I, total non-hockey.
I know.
Yeah, totally.
it was endorsed by Wayne Gretzky. But that's not really the point. The point
you were
was
what by Wayne Gretzky?
The cereal was endorsed by Wayne Gretzky, right?
Had him on the box.
He's on the box, but that isn't the reason I liked it. I like it because it was a damn fine fucking cereal.
It was tasty shit.
And all it was,
I bet it's exactly the same now. If you find like an unopened box, it would taste exactly the same now, just because it's
chocked full of preservatives. It'll be perfect.
Damn.
Man, I wonder eBay.
eBay. I was just thinking that.
I'm gonna be checking that on the way, or I'm gonna be checking that after the show. Okay. News. Balloons carried gun away in Red Lobster executive CSI like suicide. Thomas Hickman drove through New Mexico, police say, until his Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo ran out of gas. Then the 55-year-old North Richland Hills man walked into a field, tied helium balloons to a gun, covered his mouth with duct tape, and shot himself in the back of the head, according to New Mexico State Police. So visualize this.
This guy's a genius.
It's totally CSI type stuff, right? Like
that is exactly from CSI.
Oh, is it?
There was an episode like that, yeah. And they were like, why is this gun so far away? And they couldn't figure out, like, they couldn't find the body. And then they found the body, and it was because it was on a balloon.
Wow, I guess.
It is exactly like a CSI episode.
Oh, okay. I guess that's exactly.
That's why it says CSI like suicide.
Okay, I thought they said CSI like because it was just sort of weird and strange.
No.
Thanks, Rochelle, for sorting us out.
You're welcome. Thanks to Spike for running CSI nonstop.
Actually, speaking of Spike, they now have what's possibly the worst show I've ever seen on TV. You know, the best being, of course, Rock of Love.
eBay, $65 gets you an unopened box of Pro Stars.
Birthday's coming up. Birthday's coming up.
Oh, it's an unused cereal box. It was never glued shut, so it's like flat.
So there's no cereal in it.
Read the description on the site.
All right. So this is 1992 Pro Stars Gretzky / Jordan / Jackson unused cereal box.
So 16-year-old box of unopened cereal. Yeah.
Okay,
it just says cereal box.
Yeah, it's unused, so it's like flat. It's direct from the printer.
Oh, so it's not the cereal itself?
Yeah, it's die cut and everything, but it's never been folded up into a box.
Oh, I want the cereal. I don't really give a shit about the box.
Oh, man. I nearly shit my pants. And if I ate it, I definitely would shit my pants.
Oh, man. If I ate it, my body would just try to keep it in as long as possible.
That's gross.
Because my body's thinking, well, this is never going to come back anytime soon. You may as well hold on to this. The determination is a far leap. The determination is a far leap from what authorities first suspected. I should mention this. Your brother sent me this story.
Oh, the
brother? The one whose name begins with a K.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The determination is a far leap from what authorities first suspected when Mr. Hickman's body was discovered March 15th near Santa Rosa, New Mexico, about 100 miles east of Albuquerque. Authorities initially thought the Red Lobster executive had been kidnapped in a sling. All right, blah, blah, blah.
What did he do at Red Lobster again?
Sorry?
What was he doing at Red Lobster again? What was
No, he was an executive at Red Lobster, so he's like one of the big head honchos. Yeah.
You don't know what kind, though. Like CFO, whatever.
Doesn't really specify yet. Maybe it does later in the article. Further in the article.
Skip to it. Read it.
But investigators came to the conclusion that Mr. Hickman committed suicide. The first clue was the bundle of white helium balloons with the gun still attached. There's a clue. Found snagged in the bushes. on cactus near Mr. Hickman's body, so it didn't even make it that far.
Oh, that sucks. It got stuck in trees.
can't even kill himself, right? the grip of the Smith & Wesson air weight had been removed and the trigger guard down, said Lieutenant Rick Anglada of the New Mexico State Police. He took as much weight off as he could to make it as light as possible. He said the plan apparently was to have the gun float far away after being fired, but that didn't happen. Whoops. The gun and balloons led police to the field back, from that field back to Mr. Hickman's house in North Richland Hills. This is apparently an elaborate attempt to make it look like he was murdered, the lieutenant said. Investigators were able to show that he purchased the balloons and purchased a gun. We also found shavings from the gun in his garage. Partway through the investigation, one of the investigators recalled seeing a television show in which the balloons were used in a suicide. Ding, 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 ding. The investigator obtained a copy of an October 2003 episode of the television drama CSI Crime Scene Investigation and noticed that there were several similarities between that show and Mr. Hickman's case.
Yep. Why did they even need to, like, obtain a copy, though? Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah, because I guess once they found the balloon,
they figured out, like, it's just like,
there's where he got the idea. Like, wow.
They probably are just like, that gives us a good excuse to hang out in the staff room and watch some CSI.
Exactly, on the clock.
And pretend they're as cool as the people on CSI.
And research and is hot.
And pausing it every few frames and going, enhance. Enhance. I love the fucking computers on that show. I don't know, like, I watched that show and I don't think Rochelle appreciates this as much as I do.
Or well, even, I don't really care.
Every time I watch that show, I'm like, wow, these are the fakest ass computers I've ever seen. First of all, they bleep and blip at like every minor interaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then my favorite though is the fingerprint matching. It's like match obtained.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
They should, like, invent those for real.
I know, for real. Yeah. Am I the only one who really notices that? Or
Yeah, but it's a lot more interesting to watch it when it's all fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise all you'd see is a progress bar, and, you know...
Yeah.
And so I just kind of clicking.
Yeah, click, click, check it as email. Shit, the progress bar is still only halfway. And then going back.
Hold on, it's Flash. It'll take a minute or so.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's all, you know, it just adds
it's all
to the
part
visuals.
Of the drama.
The drama.
The visuals.
Yeah.
The detectives would not speculate about the motive for his suicide. However,
we still about this?
Yeah.
We can, blah, blah, blah.
We'll just skim it, see if it says anything good.
Could not reach your comments. He worked for Red Lobster for 32 years and oversaw restaurants in a chain from North Richland Hills to West Texas. He started as a manager, and thank you, guy downstairs, for turning up the music. Woo! he started as a manager trainee. Company officials said in 1977, Mr. Hickman was promoted to general manager, headed operations of restaurants in Wisconsin, Illinois, North Carolina, and Florida. He became director of operations in 2003 when he saw that episode of CSI and took over restaurants in part of Texas. As the West Texas director of operations at Red Lobster, Mr. Hickman regularly traveled through the region where he died. He was last seen at a meeting in Abilene on March 13th. The next day, he missed a meeting in Lubbock on March 15th. Two motorists discovered his body in a field. Woo! Awesome.
That's so sad, though. Like,
yeah,
he thinks that his death is going to be like this huge murder mystery sort of case, and he'll become famous on TV or something, and then the blues just fall around into enjoy the tree.
It. Yeah, didn't even make it that far. That sucks.
Yeah.
Now, I think it was two episodes ago, I had promised that I would be telling our listeners what the three words water, bottle, and unicorn mean. Mason already knows this, so shut the hell up.
You said that last time,
and now I'm actually
going to tell them, and then so you better tell them this time.
That's why I have this filled up.
Well, you don't have to do it.
No, I am going to do it. No, I'm going to do an audio demonstration. Wow. So here, what I'm going to be doing, I'm just taking off my headphones right now.
That means that we can talk about him and he can't hear it.
So what I'm doing
is, Rochelle, can you hear me?
What?
No.
Eric's going to be
headphones in.
I got to explain.
We're talking about you.
I got to explain a little bit more. Anyways, what the game is, it's a game called Water, Bottle, Unicorns. And what that is whenever I'm getting ready or relaxing at night, you know, either reading a magazine or book or listening to podcasts, just lying down, unwinding in bed.
Is this, wait, Eric, is this post-cat party?
There is no more cat parties.
Well, I know, but in the past.
It's usually kind of around, actually, no, probably post-cat party.
It made me feel right. Really bad that you can't have cat parties anymore. It's not my fault that they're first.
Well, let's not get into an argument on the air. Or let's. I love cat parties. You ruined my life. Anyways, back to water bottle unicorns. We'll talk about cat parties later.
You can still do water bottle unicorn.
Yeah, okay. But I'm going to do water bottle unicorn. I'm going to demonstrate the game right now. Anyways, what it is you're lying down as flat as possible. And I have an abnormally large and flat head. So it works especially well for
me. You have a big brain.
Or just a fat head. So it works especially well for me. So what you do is when you're lying down, you lie down as flat as you can, and you take a semi-full plastic bottle of water and you balance it on your forehead. Now what you do is you try and balance it to a point where it just stays on its own. Then what you do after that is in as few moves as possible, keeping your body perfectly still, mind you, but just moving your eyebrows up and down and trying to sort of move your forehead just using the muscles in your face, try and get the bottle off your head in as few moves.
Facial movements
as possible. After, you know, eventually the bottle does come off, at which point you clap and scream out, "Water bottle unicorns!" Now, you know, for the, now I'm going to demonstrate it.
Okay.
I'm walking over to the couch. Now get off the couch, cat. And I'm lying down.
Okay, now he can't hear you.
But
I do. Now I have the water bottle on my head. Now it's balancing really well.
Is this how he romances you? Is this foreplay?
That's so gross.
Are you listening to me?
No.
And your phone's ringing.
I know.
And now, watch. Listen. Okay, it's on my head. Oh, it's on my head.
How is this good radio?
I can totally see up his shorts.
I don't get how this is good radio at all.
I don't know.
One, two,
you guys have lost the one.
Water bottle unicorn!
Oh my god. All
right, now I'm bringing my... Now I'm wearing my headphones again so you can stop talking about me. Not really, what did you talk about?
Maybe that's what he wanted us to do, was talk about him, but we didn't.
I totally did.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Don't look at me. I didn't say
anything. Yeah.
I'm going to read parts of my diary.
Oh, yes. Yes, part of your diary. So this is a this is the ongoing saga of Rochelle as a young adult. Or young, actually, probably not even adult at that, young adult at that point, but a young
October 11th, 1990. I actually wrote the date on this one.
Yep.
I'm in love. I love Brad's hairstyle, and I love his face. I love his laugh. I love his personality. I love his body with my extra special exclamation mark.
Only the triangle one. Yeah.
I really like Brad and Tyson. Tyson is so cute and so, and he's funny. But I hate it when he slaps me on my butt.
Oh, how times have changed.
This is grade 6, I think.
Boys, gross.
I know. Mm-hmm. And same with Chris. He's cute, only his hair should be shorter in the back. Well,
it's
obviously I should have become a hairdresser. I mean, this is all about guys' hair. And
I know. I think this is the second time I've heard you mention how guys' hair should be.
Yeah, I know.
In this diary. It's
Tyson, okay. Tyson phoned him this night, and he said he doesn't really like anyone, but I pray that he likes me. I remember in grade 3, I read in his memo pad that he wrote, "I love Rochelle with a heart." I was so embarrassed, but now I like him also. Brad and Chris have been getting phone numbers from everyone, girls, only they haven't gotten mine. Why?
Why?
And then I drew pretty little hearts with the guys' names in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so this is the next page. I don't really like Chris anymore. He's not very nice, beating up on other guys. I'm just normal, flirting with all the guys.
Just normal.
Yeah. Chris and Brad are wimps. They can't stick up to high schoolers, and Kim and I can. Oh, it's so difficult with all these names. Maggie's not really my friend anymore. She breathes really heavy and always follows me around wherever I go.
That's reason enough not to be.
Do you want to turn the light on just because this is all really light pencil?
Okay.
Don't talk about me.
Okay, I'm not really friends with Maggie anymore. I wrote her a note and told her that I didn't want to be friends with her. Isn't that awful? I wrote someone a note and just said, I don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to do that to Eric.
Dear Eric.
It's so brutal.
You suck.
We are not friends anymore.
Well, now she's friends with Cindy, and Cindy really likes her. Brad gave me a hug. Romance, ha. That's so funny. Now he calls me teddy bear. Oh, it's so bad. At school, me and Kim are always bugging Dirk. I'm always looking at him, and he just doesn't know what to do. It's really fun, but it's not that I really like him or anything.
Nice.
I know how to do the running man, although although Cindy says it's wrong and her way is right. Ha.
Ha.
Should I read more?
Sure.
This is December
9th. 1990.
Didn't I say that already?
1990?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Okay. Dirk left this school. He has my phone number, I think, but he always phones these other girls. Sorry, there's too many names. They seem to be the most populist because these other guys like them. The boys are popular, so they're popular. Actually, I hate all these
guys.
Sorry,
hold on one sec. Is the word popularist a word?
No, but yeah, that's what I wrote. I don't know why.
Did you write it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you put
most
it in,
popularist.
And you put it in quotes.
I know.
I don't know. It's just a word that was going around.
Okay, so there's like a list of all these guys that I recently on the other pages said that I loved, and now I hate them. They're all geeks. They beat up on the guys in our class and think it's so cool. It annoys me so much. I know I used to like them, but I guess I change my men often. And then I have written Dick, that guy, the camp counselor. Oh, geez. Who's 16. I hate him so much. He hasn't written me for a whole month. He probably has written this other girl I went to camp with. That pisses me off. Okay, that's it.
All right. Apparently it's too much.
Yeah, it was just too complicated.
Remember a few, I guess it was, would have been our second episode, which...
Oh, I have one more thing to show you. Sorry, oh, yeah. I don't even know, if you can put this on it, but this is so cute. I drew the Simpsons family.
Why'd you draw that for?
To show everybody how good of a drawer I was.
Maybe I'll scan
Look, I can draw the Simpsons.
Maybe I'll scan that in and I'll put it as so the show picture.
And it's on the back of my some architecture plans that I stole from my dad.
Whoops. Now, a few episodes ago, I had mentioned that David Lee Roth was saved by some police because he had been pulled over because he was experienced the effects of a peanut allergy.
Can I read it? Oh, no, never mind. I just read.
And bullshit, apparently.
What? He was high.
No, even worse. It wasn't even fucking David Lee Roth. It was an imposter.
No, it was just an impersonator.
No, they deliberately used the word imposter. David Lee Roth was not, in Ontario May 23rd, and was not pulled over by Brant OPP, and he's not allergic to peanuts. I was in Canada from July 1st to the 4th for a performance at the Quebec City Summer Festival. I had no encounters or incidents with the police. The only thing I'm allergic to is criticism.
That's so cheesy.
Roth said tonight in a statement sent to Sun Media by his publicist. As well, Van Halen publicist Janie Lewiski of High Profile Media confirmed Roth and his bandmates were elsewhere that night. Indeed, they did play Madison Square Garden in New York on the 23rd, she said. The nutty tale about Roth's alleged incident started after word got out that the police had stopped a speeding driver at 7 p.m. on May 23rd and found he was in a anaphylactic shock due to peanut allergy. The story was first reported by CTV earlier this week. The two officers got assistance for the man, and one of them visited him later in the hospital. Police said the man identified himself as David Lee Roth. But Constable Larry Plummer said the officers didn't know at the time what the real David Lee Roth looks like. The guys didn't pull a report until later in the week, and someone else in the office said spotted the name and said, "Hey." Now the Ontario Provincial Police are trying to verify the story too, saying they can't confirm whether the responding.
You can just call them OPP.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's cooler. You know that song?
OPP.
Yeah.
OPP. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was for the Ontario. That's not for the
Ontario Provincial Police. Yeah, you know me.
That's totally not what it stands for. What does it stand for?
That's what, in this case, OPP does stand for.
No, I know, but what does it stand for in the song?
Other people's personal parts.
Other people's penis.
Penis, pussy.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Depending upon the context, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And everybody was singing along. Roth is best known as the lead singer of Van Halen. Their hits with Roth... Their hits with Roth at vocals includes Running with the Devil, which we played an a cappella version. About that.
Oh, yes!
Yep. Pamela. give me some more. More?
Ow, ow!
That's about right. The Cradle of Roll Rock, Jump, Jamie's Crying, and Hot for Teacher. Roth left the band in 85, but recently reunited with them for a reunion tour. Media reports have been swirling about the incidents. Yesterday, a Hamilton newspaper reported the man who was thought to be Roth was partying at the Liquid Lounge in Brantford after his ordeal, possibly with two nurses from the hospital.
What?
Wow, just like David Lee Roth for real would. The story said the man sang a song with the band performing at the bar. The club's owners was asking herself today if it really was the rocker. It seemed to be him when I asked him, "Are you David Lee Roth?" He said, "Yes." But there have been a million discussions here since. Walsh had also admitted that she would not know the real Roth. She noted the man was wearing a hospital bracelet, didn't drink, and was wearing expensive clothes. So somewhere around Ontario was a David Lee Roth imposter, causing havoc.
You know what, and that's not really bad for the real David Lee Roth, because it's just making him more popular.
Yeah, I suppose. What are your thoughts, Mason? David Lee Roth imposter?
I think it was the real David Lee Roth.
I think it's just...
Why would he...
I think David Lee Roth and him traded bodies for the week because David Lee Roth needed a vacation.
Hmm.
So you think it's like his double, so that when he doesn't want to be famous, he just like dresses that guy up and makes him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm thinking there's like a movie or TV show with that kind of premise where like there's...
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like something. I don't claim to ever make up anything original.
Okay. Well, if it's not a movie, it should be. And David Lee Roth should be in it.
David Lee Roth should play lead.
He should play the lead and the guy who looks like him. Some sort of like...
He's old now.
He's old. Well, he's like, he must be like, 50? Late 40s? 50?
Oh, I'm saying 50.
Yeah. You know, he looked pretty rough for a while, but then he cut his hair short, and then he looks like a human again. Like, there were some pictures floating around the internet of him a few years ago, and he's just like...
I have no idea what he looks like
right now.
That's
like Bon Jovi. He looks so nasty, and then he got a good haircut. But he still wears those nasty shirts, you know, where he, like, buttons it down and then has his hair coming out with, like, the gold chains.
Does Bon Jovi now have chest hair again?
No.
Because I thought he...
In the older videos.
Yeah, like the 80s videos. He's just, like, you know, it's like a carpet.
He must wax now.
Yeah, he must wax or shave or whatever, right? But, like he'd watch, like, the Living on a Prayer videos, like, just spilling out of his spandex, right? But now...
Is Axl Rose still a fat bastard?
No, he's slimmed down.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, but he still has the braids and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
got it's got those, like, nasty cornrow things going
on.
Yeah,
those cornrow things. And
That's the guy that wears, like, the spandex shorts, right?
He did them one point in one of the videos.
Hot.
Spandex shorts.
Then he got so big that they didn't make him in his size.
Yeah.
Nasty. He's from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, and one of these years, Chinese Democracy will come out.
What?
This is an album that Axl Rose has been working on for 13 years, 14 years now?
Something like that.
Yeah, like since around like 1994. You know, it's been...
Wasn't there a band that released an album called Chinese Democracy?
No, it was who was it? Which band was it? It was the...
I used to play November Rain on the piano.
Which band? No, it was a band threatened to release an album called Chinese Democracy unless Axl Rose released Chinese Democracy. It was that band.
That's a good idea.
Which band was it? Was the that's
you know what? We're gonna have a contest. You guys, tip tap tip, should have a contest.
Yep.
First person to email in that answer.
I know it's on the tip of my tongue. I can sing some of the songs that band was. It was like.
Well, don't say it, and then whoever. What?
There's just okay. We're gonna
figure this. Play that game where we like hum a song, and then you have to guess it.
Oh, if you didn't lose, listeners of the Water Bottle Unicorn, you're gonna lose them with that one.
No. And I'm gonna completely lose them because I'm gonna continue this until I figure out. Okay. Okay, you'll
know
this.
Do you want to go see Batman?
Sure. Follow along. We'll talk Batman later.
Batman while Eric figures this out.
No. listen, it's like a pop punk band. They were popular in around 2000 or late 90s.
Oasis?
Their singer had like a sort of a nasally voice. He had braids that kind of swung around.
No effects.
It's kind of long line. You're in the ballpark. No effects. I know it when you say it. You know who I'm talking about? They sang.
He had braids?
Yeah, like the singer had braids and the.
What did they sing?
Offspring?
Yay!
Oh, yeah, that dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you were trying to do, but you made it way too pretty and smooth.
that's
yeah,
our...
Anyways, Offspring threatened to release a... really call their next album Chinese Democracy unless...
I think I found it on Wikipedia here.
They still sell records.
Okay. So, in the Wikipedia entry for Chinese Democracy, yes. About three-quarters of the way down here, it says, title conflicts. On April 1st, 2003, April Fool's Day, The Offspring announced that they would be naming their upcoming album Chinese Democracy.
Oh.
You snooze, you lose, in
it's
brackets.
Like a Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. The Offspring's lead singer, Dexter Holland, said, braided man, elaborated, you snooze, you lose. Axel ripped off my braids. I ripped off his album title.
Turned out
to be an April Fool's joke, and the Offspring album was eventually...
I think they should have done it.
...titled Splinter instead.
I think they should have done it. It would have been awesome.
It's pretty funny. Just looking at the current lineup of people on that album, and a guitar player that I like is on there. So,
yeah, well, all the people involved in Chinese Democracy is like a lot of people.
Well, Robin Fink or Fink?
Oh,
he was
Robin Fisk?
Nine Inch Nails. No, not Fink. FINCK.
How can an album seriously take you? What like? How long is it? 1994, you said they started
it? Yeah, 13 or 14 years he started it.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you know, he started basically all the remaining original members other than him left.
Like, has any other album taken that long?
I don't know. Like, I don't think so. He's,
weird.
Well, there is the,
Just admit it, your band is dying. And
the Wikipedia entry for that album runs like 2,000 words. So
oh, yeah. So
it is freaking long.
Because it's this whole convoluted thing, and I really don't feel like talking about it.
All right.
Okay, can I, you know how I've been asking people, clients, about what the worst pickup line has been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and any new...
Yeah, and apparently this one is like really popular. I've never, ever had it used on me before, and I think it's like really dirty. But so this client of mine, she has got blonde hair, blue eyes. She's from Calgary, and I guess this happened at a bar down here. And this guy came up to her, and he asked her if she had any Greek in her.
Oh, right. I know where this is going.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard variations of this.
And then she was like, no. And then he was like, well, do you want some?
I've heard variations, you know, insert ethnicity here. Like, you know. Would you like some?
I've never
blank...
heard that before. Like, that's
really?
So
I thought I was. You've heard that one, Mason, or variation thereof? Yeah. What about you?
My favorite is that one that Shane told me. I've used that, like, just for a laugh for my like with my friends and stuff. You sit down at a table or you sit down next to some girl. It works especially if you've never seen each other before. You sit right down and you're like, "Hey, I'm here. What are your other two wishes?"
Well, okay, which ones have you used personally? Like, do you usually use pickup lines?
No, I've never, not like, I've used them to joke around and stuff.
Yeah, like,
but
in sort of an ironic sense, but never like serious, like, when you're interested in someone, how do you strike up a conversation? How do you go about meeting them? I'm speaking completely hypothetically, like, say you were out hanging out and, you know, you spotted somebody that, you know, you thought they looked nice and you wanted to get to know them, but you had no sort of connection, like no sort of mutual friends. How would you do that?
You guys get like 15 minutes for recess, right?
What's this?
That's my pickup line.
Oh. I don't get it.
Oh. 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 Oh my god!
I don't get it.
Oh, I got a joke for you. It's kind of gross.
Tell me, explain it to me.
Basically, it's Mason. Would you please explain it to Rochelle?
No, it's okay. That's okay. What,
you guys get 15 minutes for recess, right? Ah, ding! I got a bad joke for you. A really bad joke.
That's so dirty.
It is. And, okay.
Have you actually used that at all?
No.
You should.
I said, I've got, I live on my own and I got booze upstairs. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That works on high school girls too.
Okay. What's the,
but you don't have a car.
That doesn't matter. I usually live within like half a block of a high school. Have you ever noticed that about me?
Ew.
It's,
I thought you
burp.
Just live there because you're by a grocery store and a liquor store. Yeah.
My old apartment, too. I was right across the street from Weston. Oh, yes.
I think you're killing Rochelle.
Oh, all right. That's so gross.
What is the difference between a unicorn and a five-year-old girl?
What?
I don't have a unicorn tied up in my basement.
I've heard that same one only with a dead hooker. What's the difference between a unicorn and a dead hooker? I don't have a unicorn in the trunk of my car.
Oh, dear.
For pickup lines, though, like what honestly works is the easiest thing to do is you just compliment something about that person. And right away they're going to be like, oh, thank you. That's so nice. And then they'll talk to you.
You are the most beautiful woman in this
It works
room.
For me.
Oh, thanks. I'm the only one.
All right. You.
Nice are shorts.
So beautiful to me.
Do you want to hang up or something?
No. Okay, we'll get back on track here. Speaking of dead things and gross things. Here's a story about the mom of the year.
All right.
Mom, four kids living in a revolting Long Island home. Denise Schnell arrested for endangering children after neighbor uncovers house of horrors unlike any other. Home said to have no working toilets, beds, gas, or phones. Saying enough is enough, a neighbor took action rescuing three children living in squalor in a house of horrors on Long Island. CBC2 has learned that one of the suspects was brave enough to ask for help. Amy Tirano's 9-year-old daughter, Samantha, held a photo of her best friend. Police are crediting that young victim, who lives at 3 Greencrest Street across the street from the Tirano's, with blowing the whistle on her. Her own mother, who police charged with raising four children between the ages of 2 and 15 in conditions not fit for an animal.
Ew.
Ew. Amy Tirano said it broke her heart, but she had to call 911. No beds for the kids. Dirt on the floor, she said, describing the horror while choking back tears. Debris, feces, animal feces, starved dogs. No food, no gas, no cable, no phones.
No cable!
Yeah, it's... Call the police!
Feces!
Well, we can sweep up the feces, but damn it, we need to watch. Denise Schnell, 38, was arrested on 4 child endangerment charges and taken in for psychiatric evaluation. She was then arraigned in Central Islip. I guess that's a city or something. The judge had held her for $10,000 bail. The home was contaminated with mold and the smell was revolting, an unidentified police officer said. The children, ages 2, 9, 12, and 15, were not provided with food for 1 week and had no beds to sleep in, police said. According to police, she had left them unattended for several hours. One of the fathers took three of the children to Staten Island, police said. There was a 2-year-old daughter who went with her father, who lives in Suffolk County. Neighbors had watched in horror as this physically revolting but emotionally charged situation unfolded. Debbie Panzarella said the children are bright and precocious, but in need of intervention. The children were very neglected. We held it. We knew that... they were probably being abused. We never saw them being abused, but there was evidence of it. There were signs of it on the children. The mother works in a Walmart in Comac as an assistant manager, but lately family members said she had been depressed and even suicidal. Her friend took her inside. Samantha Tirano's friend took her inside the house of squalor. There were no working toilets. Ooh. Tubs and sinks were broken. The cesspool... burst into the basement. Potato chips, soda pop, and rotted stew were the only apparent remnants of food in the house. It was messy, said the 9-year-old.
What is that, Ralph?
That's the final line of the article.
It's messy.
That reminds me, have you ever seen that show where those, like, two British ladies go in and clean these people's houses, and then they do tests on their stoves or, like, wherever it's really dirty to see how many, or, like, what sort of mold was growing there?
Yeah, what's the name of that show?
How Clean Is Your House? Mm. Something like that.
I think so.
It is so gross. Like, this one family actually had feces on their kitchen floor.
How's that?
Well, but the thing is I've heard there's that, what's it called? Mythbusters.
Yeah.
But they tests, and even if you keep your toothbrush in, like, another room, like, after a week of being used, like, normal,
yeah,
it has feces, like, residue on it. Yeah.
Why, cause
like, how is that possible?
It's just in the air.
Ew.
Wow, we're breathing shit right now.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, like, even if you take your toothbrush out of the bathroom after each use, it's still, like, after a week of use or something, they can still
test. What if you brush your teeth and put it in, like, a Ziploc bag?
I don't know.
Then it gets moldy. Not so fucking smart, are you, Mason?
Then it'll get moldy.
Yeah, because then it's wet and it's locked in.
I guess I'm the
dumbass. Unless you throw some of those silica gel things that you get from that are like packed in.
That you get in like shoes or something.
That keeps it dry.
Yeah.
Right, so
I guess you could do that. There you go.
I'm just getting a new tooth.
$1 million invention, Eric. We just let it go for free on your podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
There you go.
Bye, money.
Now we're never going to be a millionaire. Bye, money.
All right. There goes our...
nest egg.
Or a million, zillion dollars.
Have you looked at any of the recipes for the cleanse that we're doing?
No, not yet. That gazpacho thing sounded good, but my blender is out in Cochrane, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that.
We can make it, and then you can come over.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
I think I'm just going to go on like a raw vegetable diet and just have shitloads of raw vegetables.
Yeah.
Literally, I guess, shitloads.
Mm. Fruit. Eat some fruit, too.
Yeah,
some of those grains are really good, like the quinoa.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I've never had quinoa.
It's so easy. It's like, cooks in like under 10 minutes.
What's quinoa? What is it?
These little sort of grainy pellet things. They're kind of like barley, smaller.
Oh, do they sell that at that vegetarian restaurant, Coop?
Yeah,
they probably do.
Yeah, Miriam eats it a lot.
Yeah, I've had it before. I had the Greek goddess or something.
Yeah, and you can eat it for like a breakfast cereal, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like couscous crossed with like wheat.
Yeah.
It's like halfway between.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good shit.
So Mason signed up with the forum, Rochelle has signed up with the forum, and we have... an unidentified person who signed up for the forum today. I don't
know. Cool. What's their name?
It's on the website if you check the most recent sign up. I don't know who it is.
Well, I'm just saying, like, what's their, like, login name?
It begins with an S. I can't recall.
Sherwin?
No, it's not Sherwin. Somebody else.
They might get a thrill out of you mentioning their name on
the air.
Oh,
they should, because it's the only person other than people I know.
Yeah, but they're not gonna, because you can't fucking remember the name.
Well, that,
oh, brutal.
Well, I'm sorry. Mason, can
see,
you...
See, Eric doesn't care about his fans.
Hey.
Dear person...
Call me Kanye, but I'm going to call
him. All right.
Why don't you look at it? You can see it, can't
Hold
you?
On. Dear person who recently signed up our forums, you are super awesome. We really appreciate the fact that you signed up, even though we don't know you, or nobody that we know also knows you. Even though you've not written anything, we really appreciate the fact that you've signed up anyways and taken the time out of your day to do so. Signed, Eric and Rochelle.
Oh, hugs. That's lovely.
Hugs.
I can't. There's no way for me to see their name.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Shanzar. Shahazar. Shahazar.
Yeah, I don't know anybody named
Shahazar the spam bot, probably.
Yeah. Don't ruin my day, Mason.
We'll find out.
I got
Shazar. Please leave a message on the forums.
I got somebody signing up on forums. Joel sent me an email, which is more than anybody else has done so far.
I've been telling a lot of people.
I've sent you dozens of emails.
No, I mean, but like on like related to the show. you know, like specifically to read on the show.
I told Eric we should make like little business cards that just say tip tap tip on it, and yeah, then we're like randomly leave them in places.
Yeah, I want to do that. Like,
and give them to people.
What I want to do stickers. Is
that speech balloon is like yelling to be a sticker.
Oh, and then yeah, that would be a wicked
stick sticker. On like. It would go well on like pedestrian crossing signs, like as they're walking across.
What I
want to
do is get a bunch of business cards and
I'll put it on my blow dryer.
Hey, put it on your blow dryer, and then. But what I want to do is I want to go to like the Bay or Eden's or whatever, and go to like their wallet section and just start throwing them in every wallet.
Hey, that's pretty fun.
That's such a cute idea.
And like just leaving it there. Yeah.
I'm going to do that with my business cards for the salon.
Yeah, do that too.
Eric's going to give the best just, like, marketing idea that for that somebody emails in. They're going to Eric's going to give them $100
of Mason's money.
Yeah.
I will gladly give away all the money that you have, Mason. I will do that with a smile on my face.
You are a saint.
I'm a saint. And you're the guy with $100. And I don't know if that's it. I have nothing more. Do you have anything more, baby?
I thought you were going to tell people how you're wearing really short, nice, sexy shorts.
You did? The previous episode.
He did?
Oh, that might have been in the preamble before.
That was on the pre-show, which we haven't recorded yet or haven't unleashed.
What?
No, we haven't let people listen to pre-show because we don't know how to. I haven't figured out how to do a live stream of this yet. But eventually, what I want to do is I want to actually stream this live so people can contact us while the show is actually being recorded.
Well, can't they do what Mason's doing with Skype?
Yeah, but I don't want any sort of jerk to contact me on Skype. I want like some sort of number that people can call in, but there's no way to do that right now because Skyping is not in Canada, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, it sucks. But c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie, yeah, that thing you said. Anyways, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip with our special guest, Mason.
Can you tell I'm chewing gum, Mason?
Yeah, I totally could while you were reading your diary, and I thought it added something.
And then I did the running man.
Bubble.
Yeah. You've been listening
to Running Man is really hard to do, actually. I actually came up with a whole dance for Can't Touch This.
Like your own choreography?
These other girls that were in my class with me, we would take off time from, like, different classes and tell the teacher that we were going to work on a performance that we were going to do in front of the class. Yeah. And we'd go into, like, the kitchen in our school, and we would practice Too Legit. No, not Too Legit. Can't Touch This.
I remember at...
and then we never actually showed anybody.
I remember at like
we got into a huge fight and just stopped.
I remember at one of my... I think it was junior high... one of my junior high school talent contests.
Had those. That'd be fun.
I wasn't involved in this, but I remember it's the football team. They lip-synced... Simply Irresistible, the Robert Palmer song. But they were all sort of dressed up badly as women and... through like balloons and like their in the front of their football jerseys,
so they look like boobs.
Yeah, it looked like totally fake stupid boobs, right?
I think that happened in every school.
All right.
No, nobody, we didn't have a football team in my school.
Weren't allowed to do it?
No, we just had my school is really small. We just had like volleyball and basketball.
Okay, how many people were in your school?
And then in high school we had soccer.
Okay.
Nice. Small. I don't know how many people. It was small though.
I think we had over 1,000 in ours easily. Yeah,
I don't know. I only had like 30 people in my high school class.
Okay, I'm going to wrap this up for real. You have been listening to Tip Tap Tip. You can contact us, be our second new person on the forums at tiptaptip.com/forum. You can throw us a few bucks, buy us better equipment.
Asking for money.
I have no problem asking for money. TipTapTip.com/donate. If you want to throw us a few bucks, you can donate in either American dollars or, even better, euros.
We
like euros. Or if you want to send us an email, info@TipTapTip.com. You've been listening to our special guest, Mason. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Bye, Mason. Ah!
Hello?
Hey.
All right, that was good. Bye.